alphabet story. This time, there is someone very special here to tell our story. Her name is Eve Harding. And Eve has a very soft, cuddly voice. But why is she so special? I shall tell you at the end of the story. So let's sit back and listen to Eve tell us the alphabet story.
As we all know, A is the first letter of the alphabet. But have you ever thought of what it must be like to be the letter A? It must be very drafty to start with. All the other letters, except the last one, have other letters right beside them, keeping them nice and cozy. But poor old A only has B on one side. And every time the wind blows, ooh, B is kept nice and warm. But A is very cold. A used to think it was best being the first letter in the alphabet. It is the first letter you learn when you're learning to read. And it sits in front of most words like a mummy, a daddy, a doggy, a toy. Can you think of others? So that letter A was very proud to be the first letter and used so much by everybody. But it meant that A is used an awful lot. So by the end of the day, A is always very, very tired. I wish you'd stop complaining. B, who lived next door to A, was fed up. B thought life was great because B is not used too often, does not have to work very hard. So when A keeps complaining, B turns its back on A and just cuddles up to the next letter of the alphabet. Do you know what that letter is? Yes, it is the letter C. Now C, like D, does not have to work too often. And with the letter D next to it, the three letters B, C, and D have a pretty easy life. But next to D is E. You won't believe this, but E is even busier than A. It's on the front of words, on the end of words, and often even in the middle of words. You can think about them. Oh, yes. Now, just a bit further down is the letter I. And oh my word, that is another busy letter. Almost as busy as O and U. So the letters A, E, I, O, U really do work far harder than all the other letters of that alphabet. And way over here, at the other end of the alphabet, is the letter Z. Z gets as cold as A because it only has the letter Y on one side. But just like A, there's nothing on the other side because Z is the last letter of our alphabet. There are not very many words that use the letter Z, so Z is not even seen very often. Actually, Zed is often heard moaning how bored it is. Now, one day, A, E, I, O, and U got together. They worked so hard. By the end of the day, when they went to bed, it was time to get up. And they were moaning. I just can't go on like this. I'm getting smaller and smaller. Soon, I will be just a dot, said O, and then A popped up. Yesterday I fell forwards onto my face and looked just like a little line. I spoke up. I am so tired. I feel like I keep falling sideways, and I look like a dash. E and U couldn't say anything. They had both fallen fast asleep. What we need said A, is a nice long holiday. What is a holiday? Asked the letter I. I have never heard that word before. Oh, ask the letter H, snapped the letter O. He's always going on one.
But if you go on holiday,
that was from the letter B, who had been silently listening to everything the other letters had been saying.
None of us will be able to make any words.
We don't care. We don't care. We don't care. We don't care, shouted A-E-I-O-U. We are going on a holiday. Oh, dear. And the very next day, those five important letters got up very early and left the alphabet house, making their way down to the railway station, clippity-clop, clippity-clop, clippity-clop. And A, being the first letter of the alphabet, was, of course, in charge, and marched up to the ticket office.
Delictalis plus, said A.
What did you say? Asked the ticket clerk.
Delicus pulse, repeated A.
You go away and learn to speak properly, snapped the ticket clerk. I can't understand a word you are saying. And with a big bang, he closed that ticket window.
Well, then what did you say? Asked you.
I said, I'd like a ticket, please, replied A.
It didn't sound like that, said you. Sounded more like Delictus Pulse.
Let me try, cried E. And E went up to the ticket office and tapped on the window.
Delictus Pulse, said E.
What did you say? Asked the ticket clerk.
Delictus Pulse, repeated E.
Go away and learn to speak properly, snapped the ticket clerk. I still can't understand a word you are saying. And with a bang, he closed his little window again.
You're hopeless.
And O dug an elbow into E's ribs. Get out of my way. I know how to speak properly. And poor E staggered over to one side as O tapped on the little window.
Delicate pulse, said O.
What did you say? Asked the ticket clerk.
Delicate pulse, repeated O.
What's the matter with everybody today? Snapped that ticket clerk. I cannot understand a word that anyone is saying. And then, with an even bigger bang, he closed his little ticket window really hard. Now, look over here. The letter I stands for intelligence. And if you are intelligent, you are very clever. And I, being very clever, knew exactly what the problem was. And he spoke right up as the others were listening. Unless you have an A, E, I, O, or U in a word, it's not a word. Because we, A, E, I, O, and U, are on holiday. So whenever anyone speaks or writes anything, it just means nothing. Because they are not words. Look over here.
Delictus.
Another man was at the ticket office trying to buy a ticket. He was not an A, E, I, O, or U. He was a person trying to ask for a ticket. And the ticket seller was getting very red in the face behind that window.
Delictus pulse,
the man repeated. This time, the ticket seller did not even speak. Instead, he pulled down the blind and put the word CLSD across it.
Closed? Opposed? Oh my goodness, gasped O. I'm missing from the word. I must go back to work. And on the blind, suddenly the word changed from CLSD to CLOSD as O scurried back to the alphabet house. Closed, said E. I am missing as well. I'm back to work as well. And on the blind, the word changed from CLOSD to closed. Exactly right. A, I, and U now realized that if they stayed on holiday, almost nothing could be said or even written. And that, of course, would be a terrible state of affairs. So they all went back to their home, the alphabet house. There were no drafts that day. The sun was even shining. And the five letters, well, they were sad at first when they realized they could never, ever go on holidays. But then they thought about being the most important letters of that alphabet. And that made them puff out their chests and look down at the adoring crowd of all the other letters. Now think about that. One letter being more important than other letters? Well, that's a bit silly, really, isn't it? Because if you think about it, without all the other letters, there would be lots and lots of words that you could not even make. And that means there would be ideas you couldn't share. So, I guess no matter how important you might think you are, usually you're not that important after all. Working together, that is what is really important. Right? A-E-I-O-U. And the rest of the alphabet, too.
Now, I told you Eve is very special. And Eve is special because Eve teaches people to tell stories. So, if you want to learn how to tell stories or how to connect with people, just ask Eve. Her address is in the show notes.